I am Ali Jalali. I am a professor at the Near East South Asia Center for Strategic Studies at the National Defense University in Washington. Well, I think it is a very complicated situation. It is not one problem to be solved. There are states have problems with states, states problems with non-state actors, non-state actors problems with non-state actors. So it is a very situation with different aspects, different dimensions. I think each of these issues have its own problems, its own potential to either to become more intensified or to become a kind of a situation that a solution would be possible. Well, actually, the problem is not the religion. It is the how you interpret it in order to suit your political agenda. And unfortunately, the different groups, in order to advance a certain agenda or political goal, they interpret Islam in different ways. They bring kind of a differences between the people of different sects, different ways of interpreting Islam. And that's the problem. I think the problem is not the religion, the problem is political interpretation of Islam. Afghanistan was governed by Taliban, which interpreted Islam in a very way that actually abused the rights of everybody. And at the same time, they were supported from the regional powers. So the Afghans wanted somebody to come and rescue them from that. And since then, from 2001, that U.S. was in Afghanistan, actually, the amount of investment that the United States made in Afghanistan changed the country drastically, developed country drastically. And I would say that the amount of money that the United States invested in Afghanistan from 2001 to 2015 exceeds the amount of money that the United States spent or invested in Marshall Plan in Europe after World War II. Well, let me talk about Afghanistan itself. Afghanistan was invaded, occupied by Al-Qaeda. That's why for Al-Qaeda, its operative, attacked the United States in New York and Washington. So what do? When Al-Qaeda actually hijacks the country and people do not want them to be there, if they attack at a major country, what do? They came, not only to remove the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, but also to build the country in a way that it will not become, again, a source of international terrorism. In the past 15 years, while during the Taliban period, only 900,000 people were going, only boys, teaching only, were taught only in madrasas. But in the 15 years, now in 15 years, past 15 years, 11 million Afghan children are going to school, modern schools, and including Turkey has established schools in Afghanistan. They're all modern schools. That's why it changed the situation drastically.
Inshallah.
Thank you very much.